Kitty Flanagan, have you heard of Lenny FM?
No, I haven't, Dave. I have not heard of Lenny.fm. So what I would like you to do, if you could, is could you mansplain it for me?
Okay. Well, Courtney, who's our producer, and some friends have created this app where you go and you sign up and you pay $4 a month and then you choose what podcast that money goes to.
Right.
So if you want to go on and choose... It doesn't matter. You can choose Smartless. I mean, I don't think they need the money. The Junkies, the Dum Dum Club, and Will Anderson's podcast, and then they get $1 each a month. So
but
that's
Courtney doesn't produce those podcasts.
No, but the app sends the money to the
right.
different people. That's how it works.
What? So what? He's just doing a charity for podcast people.
Hey, I believe that's how it works.
Is it? It's not just the ones that he produces? That
nope.
would make more sense.
Regular podcast listeners, support your favourite shows by, I'm reading this, going to Lenny.fm. Show your appreciation and help them make great more episodes. Yeah, no, that's what you do.
Okay.
Yeah, just have a look.
I don't want to push people or anything, but if you were going to give $4, like, wouldn't you give it to us?
Yeah, just give it all to us. So, you know, food for Sarge, lollies.
You only get $1 of that $4.
Yeah, but you could probably just put it all into one thing. Your top four podcasts get a split of your monthly payment. Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, Dave. I'm not sure you've cleared it up
no,
for me.
I'm
but
not
if
very
you go
good.
To Lenny.fm,
it'll
I'm sure it'll
all.
Explain it.
It absolutely will explain it all.
It'll
absolutely.
Explain how you can
yep.
give your money
exactly.
to someone.
Support podcasts. Hello, I'm Dave. Oh, how's it
oh,
going?
Dave, come on, man.
No,
welcome.
Oh, welcome to our podcast, The Junkies. I'm Dave O'Neill.
I'm Kitty Flanagan. It's the Sweet and Salty Roundabout with Possum and the Big Guy. Get on board, choo-choo. Special correspondence edition.
We need an old school telegram kind of.
Yeah,
that's what we need. Put that in, Courtney.
Correspondence edition.
We get a lot of correspondence. A lot
we're just
gets sent
still
to
making
you.
Our way through a lot of the boxes that we're already sent because
yeah.
people sent so many things. So
yeah.
we just thought we'd do a quick round the grounds.
Mm.
Just, you know, mm. eat and spit.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, you know.
This is the third episode we recorded and honestly, someone said, yeah, on Facebook, I don't know how you guys do it several in a row because I feel sick. It's true. You drive home. I drive home feeling ill. So, okay.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to start? Do you want me to start?
All right.
You
well,
start.
I might leave these because they're going to be quite hot.
Ugh.
So, why don't we start with these naughty tomato snacks.
Love it.
They're made with corn and rice and they are from our friend Elise. Who sends us loads of stuff and seems to always be doing the rounds of interesting places. Oh,
yeah.
These are from the UK, I thought. But
I suspect she's on the run or there's something. She's a drug
she's
courier.
She's on the lamb.
I don't know. From the Bali Nine. Who knows?
So these are naughty tomato kukuris, but they're English apparently. Oh, they're like
oh,
twisties,
they're like a
Dave.
Twisty.
You might like them.
Yay.
Ooh, I've got
it.
High hopes.
And what are they called? Oh, look at them.
They're called kukuris, which I've never heard of.
Oh.
Are they good, Dave? Are you loving them?
Nah, great
oh,
texture.
No.
But real oh.
No, terrible flavour.
Oh. What is that?
Oh,
I feel like I'm at a scout camp and my dad stepped in to cook as the leader. And they had
oh,
that
God.
It's like a tomato backwash.
Oh my God.
It's like bad scout food. It's like a tomato
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. They're not naughty.
Yeah, they're crap. But oh. great texture. Can you hold that up for me? Oh look
they're just
I can sort of see. Just put the bag
oh,
right
yuck.
There. The bag right there. Made with dal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. so they've got dal in them. So
I gotta say the texture
is very
fantastic.
Good to the twisties, but that flavour's gross.
That is like a it's like a tomato backwash. It so reminds me of the, like a tin tomato kind
what
of
what a weird idea is this. Top tip on the back of the like a serving suggestion, try mixing tomato, chili, onion, coriander, and a squeeze of lemon into a bowl of kukuri.
Nah, you're on drugs. You're on the drugs. I'm out on those drugs.
Okay, well, they're thumbs down
no.
for naughty tomato.
Great.
No, thank you, but great good find. Time. Now, these are from Uzbekistan. Also from
wow.
Greece.
Is that the home of Borat? Where's he from? He's from
no,
Kazakhstan.
No, he's from Kazakhstan.
But that's Glenn, my brother, who doesn't apparently speak like this. He's been to those countries. And they said they don't look nothing like Borat.
Okay, so these. Oh, these come with dipping sauce, Dave.
Oh,
Oh, wow. God, what an elaborate thing. I just tipped out the
Where can I have a look? The sticks, how exotic.
And this dipping sauce came out. Now, these are sushi roll and wasabi sauce rye bread chips. So the sticks themselves
crispy
are made
light.
Of rye bread. And yet you get a sushi roll and wasabi sauce.
How exciting. They've got like Soviet writing, Russian writing on them.
Oh, they're kind of weird, Dave.
I don't know if you want to open that.
I don't think I want to open the dipping sauce.
Oh.
But they kind of just taste like bits of toast. I don't mind them. They're like salty toast.
Not bad, are they?
Yeah, they're all right.
I reckon the dipping sauce would set it off.
Do you want to try the dipping sauce?
Yeah, I'll have a bit.
Ah, good on you, Dave.
I've got an iron gut.
I mean, it's a weird thing.
Cut to me in the hospital.
It's a weird thing to do, to include a big
You're dropping off flowers because you feel bad.
I think it'd be hot. It'd be wasabi, wouldn't it?
Oh, God. That's such a weird combination.
That is really weird. But gee, that is an excellent snack. Well,
who sent that in? Was that Elise again?
That's Elise, yeah.
God, Elise, why are you going to Uzbekistan? What's happening in your life?
I mean, what I'm imagining, though, is kids in Uzbekistan taking these as their snack at school. This is what they're doing at Crunch and
Good
Sip
on them.
Or whatever that thing is. Does Barney have Crunch and Sip?
No, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Barney's not five, though.
Yeah,
it's
well,
14.
These are for kids that can't make it to play lunch.
Oh, is that what they call it?
Yeah, so school starts at 9.
Hmm.
Play lunch is like 10:30.
Yeah.
But they can't make it that far without a snack, so they have Crunch and Sip now.
I haven't heard that.
At 9:45 or something.
God, I was reminiscing how they used to have to do fruit duty at the kinder as a parent, because I used to say, because the teachers can't handle a knife and a banana.
Yeah. Well, I don't mind those rye bread snacks.
You know what? Good on that place for weird.
That's a weird but good snack.
Yeah, it's so great. It's so culturally different. It's so good. That's what makes it great.
Okay, now our last one from Elise. I'm going to try these. They're called Jolly Funs.
Oh.
Who doesn't want a Jolly Fun?
Love Jolly
Fun. But they
fun.
Look like gummy bears to me on the front.
Where are they from? Are they Russian too, maybe?
I think these might be Greek.
Greek?
Let me just check the... Check the source material.
Mm.
Jolly Funs, peach and strawberry sweets from, again, Uzbekistan.
Oh, God.
Another little treat for the kids.
I love it. I love the packet. Really,
once you finish your rye bread sticks,
have a Jolly Fun.
Up with a Jolly Fun. Oh, dear. Oh, they're not as good as I thought.
They're not as jolly?
I think they're just a bit old.
Stuck together?
Yeah. They're a bit kind of candied.
The Jolly Funs are mean.
Yeah. They're like a gummy bear.
Oh, yeah.
That same rubbery texture.
Oh, I'm not bad, but yeah,
they're okay.
Too hard to chew.
Yeah, no,
not really Jolly Fun.
I'm spitting that. Sorry, but you know, it's nice to know what the kids in Uzbekistan are eating.
It's great to know.
I mean, this is an educational podcast now.
It is. We have a lot of children listening.
So let's go around the grounds, Dave. What have you got?
Okay, this was from Martina, who is German. Now, we mentioned her last week. Okay, so she sent jumpies. Never had them myself, but I love the kangaroo shape. So these are like a, let's take a photo of that.
Where are these from?
Oh, funny fish.
I mean, I'm going to assume Australia, given that they're...
No, they're German.
They're German with a kangaroo on the front.
Yeah. I think Germany, I think I get obsessed by kangaroos and
really?
Stuff. It's vegetarian, it's gluten-free.
What's a kind of native German animal?
Bear.
Is it?
Yeah, bears. They used to have German bears, didn't they?
What
in the forest.
What makes you think that?
Oh, I don't know.
They might do. I don't know. I don't know where bears live.
Yeah, well, there's bears in America. There's some bears in Asia, aren't there? There's some bears in Europe, aren't there? Wolves. Wolves are German.
Oh, wolves. They're German.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, scrap the bear. Ignore the bear. Don't write in.
Kangaroos, obviously. They've got some kangaroos,
yeah, kangaroos
in Germany.
In the zoo, maybe. But anyway.
These are called funny frishes.
Yeah, and I thought that was a South African flag, but no, it's just the label.
Oh, they probably are South African, Dave.
No, they're Deutschland.
Well, Deutschland. They're your favourite flavour, paprika.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Oh, I love it there. Oh, God, that's so strong.
Ooh.
Jumpies.
Ooh. They look hollow.
Oh, they do look like a...
Oh, ooh, they
look
are.
At that.
Ooh, yuck. Oh, yeah. Kind of a bit biscuity.
No.
Oh, do you know what? I actually quite like them.
You like that?
Oh, they're like a Pringle. You know when they mix
up
the fake potato mix?
Yes.
Can you get that photo?
I can.
Yeah, you know how they make Pringles by just mixing up a big slurry of
potato,
dried potato. Rice. Well, they've done the same thing and they've just put it in a kangaroo mold. But I don't mind them. If I was a German kid, I'd have a bag of jumpies at play lunch.
Oh, this looks good.
What have you got now?
Martina's also sent in some licorice Haribo. They're like a licorice pretzel.
Ooh.
Shaped like a pretzel.
Okay, but it's interesting.
Like a, look, it's
Haribo's. Oh, and they're a salty pretzel too. It says on the back, salsa pretzel.
Licorice combined with salt. I myself don't like licorice, but I believe Kitty does. So,
you love licorice. You're the licorice eater. And licorice. I've got some licorice too after this. This is just like smash and grab, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it salty licorice or is it licorice licorice?
Pretty good. Mm. I don't mind that.
Okay, I don't like that.
You don't like that?
No, but I don't like the texture.
Yeah.
My teeth went through it too easily.
She's also sitting a vegan thing but for you.
I just want to say, though, to Martina, excellent find.
Yeah, they're good. She's been in Germany.
And I'll be completely honest. If I was home, I didn't have anything else to eat.
You'd eat them.
I'd eat those, yeah.
These are vegan. These are for you, Kitty.
I shouldn't pretend that, you know, I'm too good to eat those. I'd eat them.
These are frit. Oh, they're like a, you know, like a fruit.
I'm not a roll up.
Yeah, I can.
You haven't sent me a roll up.
You don't even have to eat it if you don't want it.
Well, come on.
She's never tried them, but she thought.
You got to bite it.
Because, if you know, you're a vegan.
Well,
I'm fruit,
not doing
but I haven't
podcast,
tried it myself.
Am I? I mean, God, I've had Cajun chicken chips.
Yeah.
Oh, no, this doesn't look like a fruit roll-up. This looks like something far more
like a chewy.
Lolly-ish. It looks like a rolled-up chew.
Apricot.
If that was a fruit roll-up, I'd eat it.
Not bad. That's not bad. It's like an apricot chew.
That's pretty good. I'll go the fruit.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going back to America now.
Mm-hmm.
Our friends Daniel and Michelle.
What do we got?
Seeing as we did some licorice before, these are Good and Plenty licorice candies. And they're like bullets, but they've got a candy coating, not a chocolate coating. Yeah. I remember these.
Yes.
These kind of
things.
These
would occasionally come in packets of licorice all sorts or something like that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just tip some out.
Oh, they're different coloured. There's red and
so
white.
So pink and white.
They're too small. No, it's like eating pill.
I do remember this kind of thing, though, but they're not the ones I remember.
Not bad.
They don't taste very liquishy to me.
No.
They taste liquishy. They taste like a lolly that's been flavoured with aniseed rather than an actual piece of licorice.
Yeah,
I don't
like
think there's any licorice in this. This is just corn syrup.
Blah.
Yeah, they're not very nice.
Ugh.
That's disappointing. I was excited about those. We both were. We were both like rummaging in that bowl trying to get one. I've got some dots.
What are dots? They're supposed to be American,
You know how you always hear people in America, and it's kind of a bit of a thing you hear on Willy Wonka as well, gumdrops?
Yes.
Gumdrops is a real American kind of lolly, isn't it? Well, these are gumdrops, Dave.
Oh, okay.
These are...
So like a jelly tot?
Yeah, but without the sugar. So they're assorted fruit-flavoured gumdrops. Love the way all their candy comes in a box.
Yeah, that is good. Is it a plastic bag?
No, plastic. No, there's no plastic inside. So... They look all right.
Oh, they look good. They look like little jubes.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, not bad flavour.
Nah.
Too soft.
That texture's horrible. Corn syrup.
Is that what it is?
Stop making lollies with corn syrup.
It's very soft, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got to spit that. That's disgusting. Excuse me.
I'm eating mine. Mm. I like the lime flavour.
There's a fun maths puzzle on the back.
Dots and maths. Bloody love it.
Okay, well, let's finish by blowing our heads off with America's number one cinnamon-flavoured candy, the Hot Tamale. Fierce cinnamon-flavoured chewy candies.
I don't know about cinnamon as a flavour of lollies. I like cinnamon on pancakes or...
Or toast.
What? I mean
cinnamon
French toast.
Sugar.
French
no, toast. Just toast.
No, I think...
What? Haven't you ever done that?
No.
You never had cinnamon toast? You butter the toast.
No.
And then you have a mix of cinnamon and sugar. You can still buy it in the shops and you sprinkle cinnamon sugar on your hot buttered toast.
Yeah. Never done it.
Dave,
stop
screwing your face up until you've tried it. It's delicious.
Have
you ever had a tea cake?
Yes.
Yeah, what goes on the top of that, Dave?
Oh, yeah, that's cinnamon sugar.
Butter, cinnamon sugar.
I like a tea cake.
Just put it on your toast.
I like cake.
Okay. Have hot tamale.
God, when was the last time I had cake? Probably yesterday.
Oh, okay. They taste like Big Red chewing gum.
No, I never liked Big Red.
Wow. Oh, I kind of like them, and then they get too hot.
Oh. Oh. Oh, hot tamale.
It's like eating deep heat.
Who would buy that?
Yeah, I don't mind them. Oh, it's kind of like instead of getting a mint, it sort of freshens up your breath.
Yeah. Put them in your golf bag. Break them out to pang.
They're not really a golf lolly.
They're not a golf lolly.
But again, you just get so many in a packet.
And again, we love the box. The box is great. We used to have boxes of cool fruits. I love a box of cool
fruits.
It's
actually a much better way to store your lollies too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like you can just stack them.
Yeah. I don't know why.
It's much more practical than plastic packets.
So it's cardboard, which is better for the environment, isn't it?
Yeah.
For the environment.
See, Americans do it. Why can't we do it?
I can't believe the Americans are ahead of us in packaging.
That's weird, isn't it?
There was a guy at school, one of the dads who worked in packaging, and he said he was there when Twisties went from plastic to foil, kind of, because it keeps them fresher.
Fresher.
Yeah, fresher. But as I said, you can't put them in the oven and shrink them like we used to.
Yeah, that was good times.
Said, yeah, great times. That means you were really bored, wasn't it, on school holidays?
Well, we didn't have phones, Dave.
There were no phones, there were no screens.
No screens. We just had to shrink shrink rubbish.
Shrink
and
rubbish.
And then wear it.
And wear it as a pendant. And really, we only really like to watch Countdown on Sunday, not Disneyland Countdown. There was nothing on during the day.
Well, thank you to our listeners.
Yeah.
Especially, Michelle and Daniel, who send all that stuff, and Elise, who keeps traveling and sending us gear.
We're really intrigued about Elise's. We think she might be a spy.
And Martina.
Martina.
I'm going to finish those jumpies. I don't mind.
You're really going to have those jumpies?
Well.
Oh,
I have a few. No?
Don't.
Think I'll be sick?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, I should stop because I'm going to eat all those vanilla.
Oh, you're going to eat them? You're going to have them. Chips. And that is a big chunky packet. That's from last episode. Sweet vanilla.
That's the sound of me eating a jumpy.
I've got to say, the turtle chips just, they really fill their packet out.
Mm.
You know how here in Australia, they fill that whole packet full of chips.
Yeah, that's heavy, isn't it? Like normally, a bag that size would be 80 grams. Now look at that. That's 160 grams.
Wow. They've packed that in.
Yeah. They've really shoved it.
Yeah, that's
it
normally
in.
90 grams.
Yeah.
Because I buy the corn chips in that.
Yeah. 160 grams.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks for listening, everyone. And thanks for your correspondence, too. Thank you for that. Was just a little mini correspondence episode.
And we will return. We don't know if we'll be back next week.
We might be back.
You're filming a new series.
Yeah, but I'm not starting for another 5 weeks. So we should be able to fit in another session before I start.
There we go. And then there'll be a bit of a period where everything goes dark.
Everything will go dark for a while. Because obviously, you know, spoiler alert, Dave's got to come and do some filming with us, too.
Yeah. You know what I'll do? I'll bring a recorder and be one of those annoying people walking around with it. Can you just have a chat to me for a minute over here? I'm reporting for the Junkies podcast. Yeah, and you'll go, get away. You're going to make
all right,
a TV
well, thanks,
show.
Everybody.
Okay.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.